Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, is Barbara ready?
I think you have time for a bite.
Your kitchen, thick and rich.
Doesn't your mom buy you Heinz?
No, why?
Just taste it.
Anticipation is making me wait.
Sorry you had to wait.
I'm not.
Thick, rich Heinz ketchup. The taste that's worth the wait.
Abundant divine blessings. You're now listening to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. I am also a 2020 enshrined Hall of Fame internet radio broadcaster, something that I'm very, very proud of. I thank the seven delegates that cast their vote for me for this prestigious hall, and I am also a two-time host of the year for this great company of O&E Dynasty, the most prestigious award of our O&E Dynasty network, and that's the Anna Fardell Award, who I'd like to dedicate tonight's advancement. I also want to say thank you to everyone who tuned in to my first show, my opening night of 77,000. And I also want to welcome any and all new listeners. The number to call in for tonight's advancement is 516-453-9133. Press 1 to interact with me or to join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Tonight's advancement is very, very special in my 4 years and counting. And tonight, I'm going to also introduce someone very special after the very first break of sound therapy, but I want to take time to set some things up right now. The name of this advancement actually came to me almost a month ago. When you think about Sound Therapy and Supreme Mathematics, math don't lie, okay? So I saw within my mind's eye and within my, felt it high up in my spirit and my soul, for the name of this advancement, another side of the story. And I can't thank all in all, who's in all, through all, above, and in compassion all enough for being in tune with me and I being in tune with all in all, for me to do an advancement of this magnitude. Because if you're tuning into this advancement tonight and you have been with me on this journey for over 4 years and counting, then you know what you're about to hear is very, very special. And I also want to take time to make note that my brilliant and beautiful daughter showed last night, who also is a woman of God, and I want to also send an extended divine blessings to all of the women of God that was on her show last night that somehow conveniently got sabotaged, okay? So when you hear the Magic Man say, catch it live, or otherwise catch it on the archives, now we know what we're dealing with. Children of God, children of faith, conscious community, whatever you want to call yourself. We have been at war for a long time. And this war that I'm talking about is a war for our right to live. Our right to not only exist on this plane without being aggravated by so much things when we're dealing with the media and the devil, okay, or the evil ones that don't come in no one particular skin color, okay? So get that up out of your mind. Right? But we're talking about evil ones that have worked themselves in every facet of life that you can imagine. Okay? We have been at war with the creators or the deities who we call on. They don't want us to have a moment of peace on this earth. So in this brief introduction, I want y'all to think about something. I don't know if you have heard this in your faith walk or your religious walk, but I want you to really think about something here. According to the scriptures, man and mankind, right, will sit here as the successors of an earthly paradise. Okay? Keep that in mind. It was set up for us to live in this replica of the heavenly realm. But the ones that fail, if you listen to the previous shows, I mentioned constantly, you got some evil beings that have failed to earth, and they was here before the foundation of the recreation of planet earth. And if you think I'm lying, that's what the book of Ellen Jill or the book of Revelation speaks about. Okay, for the faith-based community, for the religious-based community, okay? If you open up the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 7 through 9, it speaks about Michael and his angels had a fight with the dragon and his angels. And after that great fight, those demons was cast out according to the scriptures, religious world. And that was here before the recreation. That's mentioned in the Bereshit of Genesis. Okay? I want y'all to take time. If you want to look at all the things that's happening in our world, this beautiful, beautiful world that we all should strive to protect and live in. Okay? We deserve to be able to live a peaceful life without being bombarded with so much negativity. Okay, but that's part of the plan. Part of the plan is to keep you in a state of fear. Another part of the plan is to keep you in a state of ignorance. Another part of the plan is to keep you in a state of sleep. Okay? And the sleep I'm talking about is the same sleep that many great people said that sleep is the cousin to death. Okay? And the key of all of this and why all of this is happening is because they know that their time is up. The time been up. Matter of fact, it's been 21 years since the latest bondage that many of our people have been in, whether you want to believe that or not. But according to the scriptures, that is Genesis chapter 15, verse 13 and 14, and part 15, right, for the religious world out there. It's been there. It was there the whole time. But the Magic Man Haru is going to do an advancement on another side of the story. Why is that important? It's because many of the people, 85 to 95% of the people that came in and out of this world wasn't told that. They wasn't told that. And if you're honest, if we're being honest with ourselves, they wanted it that way. So now the 400-year bondage is up. And now it's our turn and time to shine again. And according to the scriptures that many people, 85 to 95% of our people have faith in, be it the Torah, be it the Bible, Old and New Testament, or El Quran, or even if you so-called irreligious or conscious people there, you cannot deny the fact that it has been in print for such a long time. And you can't deny the fact, even if you're into politics, right, that according to the president of one of the greatest nations here on planet Earth, talking about right here in the shores of America, also put into law the commemoration or the celebration, right, of 400 years of enslavement that fits perfectly with what our scriptures have been saying all along. And that's why, after 4 years and counting, tonight has been leading up to this crucial point. So tonight we're going to share another side of the story, because unlike many things that you see in television or on television, or many things that you hear that's filled with sex and violence, and even in the entertainment industry in the form of movies, all of that is also a part of a plan to keep us distracted. So many of you who could be possibly listening tonight won't wake up in time and reclaim who and what you are. But you cannot, and this is the key point, you cannot reclaim who and what you are if you can't comprehend the things and the stories that predated us during this day and time. That's why it's very important, okay? And keep in mind, you're going to hear it from a person that's unbiased, meaning I don't play the God games that many people have, which is another form of another trap, right? You're dealing with someone that was raised as a Nubian Islamic Hebrew, meaning I don't get sidetracked if I'm reading stories from the Torah. I don't get sidetracked if I'm reading stories from the Bible, be it Old or New Testament, and I don't get sidetracked if I'm reading stories from El Quran, or if I'm engaging, I don't like the word conversation, because that's going to turn it into a whole nother direction, okay? That's going to go contrast to what Magic Man Haru is doing my best to convey tonight, along with my blood brother, who I'm going to bring on after the first break of sound therapy. It's another side of the story, y'all. And some of you who have been asleep for such a long time, this is another form of a wake-up call. So what I'm going to ask the Hall of Fame Enshrine producer of 2020 and the Hall of Fame Enshrine DJ Honeybee Olasky to take us to our first break of sound therapy, and I'm going to introduce to some and reintroduce to others my blood brother, Nibu Atum Ray Ramses. So DJ Olasky, if you will, do us the honor, sir.
Then I'd take every drop of rain and watch all your
And abundant divine blessings. Welcome back to another advancement of We Will Aware You. And tonight I'm speaking about another side of the story. It's very, very important, y'all. Okay? And I know many people are out here hurting in a state of confusion, but that's part of the reason why that all in all have brung so many of us great hosts here at ONE Dynasty. I want to take time to acknowledge all of the people that have been a part of one of the greatest networks of our time. Okay? From Richard R. Jones and the interaction that she had along with our Hall of Fame producer. Okay? Enshrine producer for 2020, as well as DJ Olasky, Enshrine Hall of Famer, class of 2019. And from the first host, the great Dar Henderson, all the way up to our interns, all of you who have been here from the long haul, such as Miss Antonia Batts, okay? What can I say about one of the charter hosts that we have that's still with us? The man of God, also known as Will of God. Okay, so many, many of the people who didn't stay. Honorable mention to the late, great Anna Waddell and the Soul Twins, Mr. Edward Burks. Many of you, that's a part of our legacy, and we wouldn't be here today without you, the listening audience. I want to take time to also say this, listening audience. I know there's a lot that's going on. I know we're dealing with a lot of challenges that we're facing, okay? But I want you to be encouraged. I don't want you to ever get to a state that you feel like it's impossible for us to survive at all, okay? I wanted to take time to do that. And remember, to interact with me, you call in 516-453-9133 and you press 1. Make sure you press 1. So DJ Olasky can see that you're in queue, okay? And get ready, because after the third section, I'm going to open the lines up, as I like to call joint adventures, okay? So definitely keep that in mind. I'll be introducing my blood brother, okay? Nibu Atumre, make sure that you press 1. I know we spoke earlier, so make sure that you press 1 so DJ Olasky can see you in queue so he can bring you on. So DJ Olasky.
Yes, sir.
All right. I just spoke with Nebo. Do me a favor. We're going to take another break while I make sure that he's in queue and he can get through. Otherwise, you're going to have to make some adjustments, okay?
Outstanding. Let's get it.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right.
If this world were mine, I would place at your feet you could have anything if this world were mine. I'd give you each day so sunny and blue. If you wanted the moonlight, I'd give you that too. If this world were mine, I'd give you anything.
Oh, baby, you're my consolation, and there's no hesitation when you want me. Honey, just call me.
And oh, you're my inspiration. I feel so much sensation when I'm in your arms, when you squeeze me.
Long as you're loving me. Oh, 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 oh.
With your cheering mouth, life is so wonderful.
Oh, 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 oh. Give me plenty loving, baby. Give me plenty loving, honey. Keep on loving me.
Hey, peace, peace. Welcome back, listening audience, to another advancement that's dedicated to all of us who's been in a state of ignorance for such a long time. And for many of us who have been praying, wishing, and waiting for salvation to come. And so many of our grace that have came in and out of this world. And one of the greatest of our time is a hero that I have took time to invest, take time to get to know him as a person. This segment is definitely for you, so-called Black media, because I'm sick and tired of you always giving the world a one-sided story. And let me be clear about something here, okay? I am an upright man. I am a father of children by blood and some by adoption, right? And many people have came into the world to do great things, myself included, for well over 36 years, okay? And it's not so much about me. It's about each and every one of us here. That's serious. Those of you who's listening to this show tonight, live and direct, or faithfully, if we're able to save it and it becomes a part of my archives, that I want you to keep in mind, okay? Keep in mind that if you who are not happy with a lot of things that's happening in our world, past, present, an anticipated future, then we have an obligation to make a difference. Each one of us have to do this. We can't be in a state of fear. We can't be wishing and waiting and just praying and not doing the other part, okay? This is not an attack on the faith-based community, but this, again, like I said earlier, this is a wake-up call, okay? It's for all of us. You can have all the faith that you want to. Call on anyone that you want to, right? But like the saying goes, faith without works is dead. And I have said it many times on my many advancements that I have been doing my best to deliver and convey for well over 4 years, is you can study all that you want to. So it's not that people is not reading, be it scriptures or reading to learn a certain skill or whatever. But this is the key point I want you all to get. It's a lack of comprehension. We got to get to the point where we're able to comprehend certain words that we may not be familiar with. Okay? And don't just accept any one person's version of it either. I want you to keep searching and searching and searching, because the real truth, and this is the key point that I want to convey on this advancement, another side of the story. It's not going to be easy. In order to find real divine truth, it's similar to finding a needle in a haystack in this day and time. When I came forth and offered sound therapy well over 4 years ago, I said that information is one of the most addictive forms that you can imagine. And unlike other addictions that people have a lot of money invested in, the form of drugs, in the form of drink, many different addictions out there, but they have yet, until the coming of sound therapy, thanks to my Godfather, Illumini, as he continued to travel on, who gave me a precious jewel that was placed in my lap or my hands, along with his blood, son. Shout out to my brother, City Hampton. Take time to look him up. Take time to support him, because he's a vital part of the divine gifts that was given to both of us by my Godfather and his blood father. Okay? So now, as I'm speaking about another side of the story, it's time for divine truth to be told like never before. Unlike what you have seen in the Hollywood version, unlike what you have seen in the many different paintings of so-called historians, unlike the version that many people have became dependent upon on so-called scholars from our religious books, unlike the stories that we have read in the form of fables or novels, you're going to hear it from someone that took time to not only study, but to live it, because it became a part of my way of life for almost 54 years now. Okay? So when I speak, I'm not speaking from the form of just what I learned from the text or what I learned from going to school for it. I'm talking about from the time I woke up, the things I did during the day, to the time it was time for me to rest. We went through a rigorous training. This is what I want y'all to keep in mind. Unlike a lot of things that many people have heard from so-called disgruntled followers, which is something I never, ever have been. Make that clear. I did come forth as a student of the great Dr. Malachi Z. York. To me, he's a hero, okay? Because I give thanks to All in All for being able to send someone into the world with the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to be able to take leadership when you're dealing with a nation of people that have been put in a state of confusion for such a long time, especially when it comes to the spellbinding, and I'm saying it that way for a reason, in a religious world. Because there's no excuse. There's no excuse for so much confusion with all of this religious indoctrination, and our state of the world remain in a state like it is right now. There's no excuse for it. So when I say tonight, you're going to hear another side of the story. That's why I want you to know and be open enough to know that you're going to hear it from not a so-called follower. It's not about just about Dr. Malachi Z. York, but I pay him his just due, okay, because he was great in the form of leadership, okay? He was great in the form of doing his best to remove the spell of ignorance from many of our lives. here's the thing I noticed about us, especially us as the firstborn children of the Most High. After being in a state of bondage for over 400 years, many people don't know what it means to be loyal. And when it comes to family, that's one of our greatest challenges out there. And all people in their families, it's not like it was yesterday, because people look for any and every excuse not to be loyal, not to be there for their family, not to be there for ourselves and each other. Why is it so easy? Why is it so easy for our family to be in a state of need? Some people will sit back and just watch, knowing they have the power to be able to assist that person. Look how far we have fallen. We got to get away from that, y'all. We got to get away from that. So we're going to take another break, and when I do come back from this next break, I'm going to open the lines up for joint adventures. So DJ will ask you, if you will, do us the honor, sir. Thank you.
With every passing minute, oh baby, so much joy wrapped up in it.
Now, peace and abundant divine blessings. Welcome back, listening audience. This is the part where I, the magic man, Haru, like to call joint adventures. This is why I love doing this. It's because I love when you, the listening audience, come on and interact with me. Okay? And remember, the number to call in is 516-453-9133, and you press 1 for DJ Olasky. You can see you in queue. And tonight, I'm speaking about another side of the story. And I also want you to keep this in mind, too. Each individual you who came into this world, unless you have a twin, and even if you are twins, you still have an individual book of life that many of you don't even know about. Or many of you who's listening to tonight's advancement haven't took time to read that book the way that you have read or have been trained to read other books outside of you. It was part of a serious form of conditioning, and I'm saying it that way intentionally. Because one of the greatest distractions that the media and the devil have used is to get us to turn away from our divine gifts as children of the Most High or children of God. I'm saying it that way for a lot of people who's used to hearing it that way. Don't be sidetracked by these names, because one of the greatest prayers, and I take time to quote one of the greatest of our time, the anointed Messiah, who took the time to give us a prestigious prayer, a very simple prayer, a complete and direct prayer in the form of our Lord's Prayer. And I love the beginning for some of you who's tuning in, and you may be familiar with this. It starts off, "Our Father, which is this, or who art in heaven." Okay? The second part is, "Holy is thy name." So, whatever we decide to call, or whatever we've been trained or taught to call on the Heavenly Father, the Most High, whatever, that name should be holy. And we should respect it as such. Not to get to the point where we start to argue amongst ourselves and each other because of a slight name change or some misinterpretation, or someone might not be pronouncing it wrong. These are the little petty things that human beings and living beings like to fuss, fight, and argue about. This is why I'm speaking about another side of the story tonight, y'all. Because most of the people who's tuning in tonight, in 85 to 95% of the world, have been on a roller coaster ride, not only for self-destruction, but to be in a state of ignorance for such a long time. And those of us who are serious, like myself and many others, especially those of us here at ONA Dynasty, we work constantly, almost 7 days a week, doing our part, each one of us. So not only can we keep you entertained, but more like edutained. We've got more than enough for you to tune into any one of our hosts that's here in this day and time, all the way to the interns who graduated to now having their own show, okay? So now, remember, this is Joint Adventures, so anything that you want or you may have on your mind or heart, you can come on and interact with me, okay? That's part of the reason why I'm doing this advancement tonight, because this is about another side of our story, not just mine, but each and every one of us who's tuning in tonight. So DJ Olasky, if there's not a call-in queue, take us to another break, sir. Thank you.
Actually, we do have a call on the line right now. Call number one, you're on line with We Will Wear You right here at ONA Dynasty.
Hello?
Hello, caller number one, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, loud and clear. How you doing tonight?
Hi, I'm good. It's Jerry.
Well, I know who and what you are, but if you don't mind, If you don't mind, let me take time to give you a proper. I want to do you. I'm sorry. I want to take time to do you like you do me, if you don't mind. You don't mind that, do you?
Okay.
I know it's a humbling thing, because trust me, I get humbled each time you do it for me. But ladies and gentlemen, listening audience, so we will aware you, the tone of voice that you're listening to, they have pressed one. It's not only an international Hall of Fame radio broadcaster who have been enshrined in the year 2019. And in that same year, she also became the host of the year for one of the most prestigious awards of our great company of O&E Dynasty. That is the Anna Bardell Award. And she also has been enshrined, ladies and gentlemen, as a lifetime achiever, among so many other things. Thank you so much for pressing that one. And anything that you care to share with We Will Aware You on another side of the story tonight.
Yes. First of all, you know, I want to give you honors as well, Hooney. I just took you off speaker. I want to give you honors as well because you are also the 2020 International Hall of Fame and not far behind me with lifetime achievement, I'm sure. You know, what you're saying tonight, I absolutely love. I'm listening to you, and for some reason, I hear a different tone of voice with you as well tonight, more humbled. You said something that really struck me. You said faith without works. And, you know, our God, whatever we want to call him and all that. And I'm listening to everything you're saying, and it's just resonating with me because I went to Catholic school, and I remember when we had to make our confirmation, we were very young back then. I think I was in like fourth grade, and they put us in that dark, cold booth, and the man said, you know, tell me, child, you know, what have you done wrong, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I remember going home and saying to my mom, Mommy, why can't I just tell God I was bad? And she said, you can. So even my mom knew. They kept us in Catholic school because it was safer back then. You know, it was two blocks away from the house. We didn't have to be bused to the public schools. But even my mom knew the truth. And what I want to say to you is this. I appreciate everything you're saying tonight because people need to know that faith without works is not okay. You know, we can say we love our God, we love our Creator, we love, you know, but if you're going to treat mankind and not be a good person here on earth, it's pointless because God will honor you. Whatever you want to call him, I call him God. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. And I remember going to him 30 years ago when I could have been dead. And you know my story, Hooney. And I remember saying, crying out, God, if you're up there, whoever you are, please reveal yourself to me and I need you in my life. I need to know that there's something bigger and greater than me because I can't rely on just me. So I just want to say thank you for what you're talking about tonight. And I love you. And, you know, again, guys, you can preach whoever you believe in all you want, but if you treat mankind not so great, doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Speak on it, Jerry. And thank you so much. And before you go, please let We Will Aware You listening audience know how they can tune into your show, some of your great works, if you care to share that before.
Yeah, sure. Well, we're on the same week, so that makes it easier for me to remember as well, and I'm happy about that. So I was just on this past Tuesday, and I'm on every fourth Tuesday at 9:30. Yay!
Love you, Jerry, and thank you so much for being a woman of God, and thank you so much for not just – see, one thing I know about you, Jerry, is a lot of people talk the talk, but they won't take time to walk the walk. And this is all Magic Man is doing my best to say. This is something that's been placed in my heart for well over 36 years as I have met people well over 36 years ago. And it's not an easy walk. You definitely will be challenged. Sometimes the things that we go through, for our faith and what we say that we have faith in and what we believe in, right? But I also want to say this. Thank you so much for sharing that with the religious world. I also want to add on to one vital thing before I bring on caller number two. For the so-called conscious out there, whether you're listening to this live or direct, or faithfully, if we're able to save this tonight and it's archived, you can read all that you want to until you get to the point where you comprehend what you're reading, until you get to the point where you are able to absorb this vital information, okay, this beneficial information. But you also have to take another step. Just like faith without works is dead. What's the point of accumulating all of this information if you're not going to take time to research, to comprehend it, absorb it, and put it to use? It's nothing but a simple waste of time. But if you take time to do this, a lot of the argument stops, a lot of the debates that's been happening in the so-called conscious community would end. So caller number two, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Loud and clear. You there?
Okay, caller.
Caller number two.
That's one. Are you there?
You hear me?
Can you hear us? Yes, we want you to speak into the mic. Yes, we want you to speak into the mic. You want? We will wear you, Honey Bakatun. Please speak, please.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
okay,
loud and clear.
We're not doing that. You know, call back. Thank you. Caller number three, you're on the line right now. We will wear you.
Caller number three, please state your name. Where are you calling from?
Okay. All right, this is what we do. When you press one, that means you're supposed to come on to say hi. Okay? Let's get that together, guys. Okay? Yes, we can hear you. Just speak. You don't have to say we can hear you. Okay? Let's try it again. Caller, we can hear you. Just speak into the mic.
Yes.
Speak into the mic. Thank you.
Okay, my name is Cheryl LeGrand, so I just want to say good evening. This is truly a blessing to be up here. And I was listening to the young man talk, and what I wanted to say, what you was talking about, is very true, because when I was growing up, our grandparents had faith. And not only did they have faith, they prayed. The generations that we living in, instead of praying, there's video games in the house, number one, that's teaching our kids about killings and all kind of stuff, which is Call of Duty. Our mindset, the way we think. And when you was talking about families, that is true. Instead of getting envy and jealous, we need to be praying together, fasting together. The world has went another way. Instead of looking at the dollar, yes, money is good, but what are we doing? What are we teaching our kids? What are we doing in our communities? Instead of looking at, let them look at all this stuff on TV with the fake this and the fake that. Everything starts at home. When I grew up, it started at home. Nowadays at home, it's out of order because a lot of fathers are out of the house. I'm a single mother with two in college, one here, and we cannot depend on the schools and other people to teach our kids. We have to know the truth. We have to comprehend, and we got to be able to be teachable, coachable, and learn. I am 55, and I'm still learning. And the problem is we don't want to learn. We in this world, what we know. No, I'm learning by just listening to you all on an every week basis. So I thank you for speaking the truth, because the world we living in, they rather hear the false truth instead of the truth. The church is nothing but a building. I go to church. But one thing we got to understand, there's men and women in there, and if we don't change our mindset and we're not ready to get transformed and we're not ready to let God use us in his way and not our way, that's why the world like this. The world is out of order, because we are out of order. We put in man first instead of God first. We are not putting the values in the right order, and we're teaching youth after youth. And that's why I always speak about breaking generational cycles. What are we doing? Are we talking? Are we walking? Are we believing? Are we doing? So I pray in my house that I teach my children the truth instead of all this unnecessary stuff, because all the education in the world, it is not going to get them far without God. It got to be God first. There's no other way. But like you said, reading the Bible, studying the Bible, but what are we doing? Are we going out to the community? Are we talking to our young men so they won't go in prison? Are they getting mentored? I'm blessed. My boy's been getting mentored. But even with that, anybody who listening, our gifts and talents don't belong to us. It belongs to God. And we're not ready to be broken down. And we're not ready to be transformed with our mind, our heart, and love, and lead. Guess what? We are already dead. So I pray and I listen to you and I pray that you reach somebody out here because we can't do it without him. And this is why it's the other side, because we're trying to make man the other side when it should be God the other side. And maybe our homes are being ordered, but we want to say black on black crime. We're killing our youth right in our own house by what we do. My name is Cheryl LeGrand, and thank you once again for giving me this opportunity.
Thank you so much, woman of God, Ms. Cheryl LeGrand. You are truly a blessing. I can hear from the tone of your voice. I can feel your energy, and you are absolutely right. It's mandated on us as children of the Most High and children of the Heavenly Father for us to do something. Those people who are able-bodied and have a stable mind, this is why another side of the story have to be dealt with tonight for once and for all is because thanks to Hollywood and a lot of misinformation that has been put into the world in the form of truth mixed with fiction creates a state of ignorance. So DJ Olasky, if you will, do us the honors and take a tune another break, sir. Thank you. Welcome back to We Will Aware You. And again, you're listening to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. And those attributes are well documented and earned, especially the last part, the grand architect of the universe. Because not only do I want you to hear me, I want you to be able to feel what Magic Man is doing my best to convey tonight and all the other advancements I do for this great ONE dynasty. We have another call in queue. So caller in queue, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Peace and divine light. This is Aset Atun Ray. Rauba Huni Bakatun.
Rahubat.
I am loving the show. I want to add on to your build. There's history, and the absolute truth. And what we're dealing with in today's time, we're not dealing with the absolute truth. A lot of people, even religious groups, they're caught up in history and his story and not the absolute. We have to bring back the original teachings, and as the master teacher would call it, the Torah. We have to bring back the opener so we can guide our celestial beings down the right path. One thing I do want to point out, what Jerry said about it's having the love of God inside of you and being able to act upon that, that is very important in today's time, and that is why I said on Angela Thomas Smith's show last night, I want to understand what people are going through, because one thing about it, our men and our women are possessed with what we call the serpent seed gene. So technically, we're all born in sin. You know, when Halal's creation came down and he started having sex with the daughters of man, that serpent seed got embedded to us. So there's no such thing as total good. In essence, we're all good. But it's the physicalities upon this planet and the things that we indulge in is what makes us do bad things. So I just wanted to chime in and say thank you for what you're doing, and I appreciate you. And also I want to thank DJ Brother Olasky for producing the wonderful track tonight.
Yes, and it plays just like a movie. Listening audience, this is my brilliant and beautiful daughter, Aset. If you will, before you go, let the people aware you listening audience know how they can be supportive of you and how they can also tune in to your show.
You can connect with me on Facebook, Aset Atun Ray, also The Essence of Time. And my next show, The Essence of Time, will be September the 14th at 9:30 Eastern Time, 8:30 Central. Please tune in right here on ONE Dynasty, your mother and father's favorite station. I love you all, and nothing you could do about it.
Wouldn't want to. I also want to take time to add on to the bill, too. And what's very important now is a lot of people have confused fact from fiction to divine truth. And there is a difference. Shout out to my Don, her brother. I first heard him say this, so I'm going to give him his just due. And I'm talking about Bodhi. I first heard him say that facts is limited based on the amount of information that's being presented or present at the time. Okay? But when it comes to divine truth, truth, or as I like to say, divine truth, doesn't have those limitations. Why? It's because not only can you define, or for us, as I like to say, be able to feel divine truth from what we read in our scripture, from the Suhuf in all of them, okay? From the Suhuf in throughout El-Quran, right? And I have dealt with that before, but I'm going to explain what those seven scriptures are. Not sure if I'm going to be inspired to go through it tonight, but trust me, it's on the way, okay? But divine truth, you can find even reading a fictitious book or a novel, okay? Because that's why it's unlimited. And it's nothing wrong for those of us who are adherents of these scriptures that were sent down from on high to us as angelic beings. This is another side of the story tonight, y'all. all of us in some form or fashion are celestial terrestrial beings. The celestial, heavenly, or angelic side of us that, thanks to Hollywood, they didn't want us to know this about ourselves, our godlike qualities, okay? It's not so much whether you are a so-called bad angelic being or a good angelic being, because those beings, this is why it's called Elohim. Take time to look these words up, y'all. I don't just say this phonetically. I want to encourage you. I want to steer something in you to make you want to go do some research and go beyond these free books that most people have been used to receiving. Like I said earlier, that divine truth, you got to take time to search and research. And once you get that divine truth, trust me, you will never, ever be the same. Never, ever be the same. If there's another call in queue, state your name. Where are you calling from?
Yeah, two friend Willa Dye calling from Philly. You already know the Eagles is crazy with it. What's up with you?
The man of God, Willa God. How you doing tonight, sir?
Now, you know me, I'm always trying to stay black. It's just hard sometimes. You like, dang, man. Hold up. Wait a minute, how am I supposed to do this? You know what I mean? You be looking at yourself in the mirror like, yo, hold up. Wait a minute, which one you going to be today, dog? You know you got to go to the mother quarter. You better put on the white suit. You better listen. Go in there with them daggone freaking great babe shirts. Talking about great babe. Yo, don't do that. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Yo, but listen, man, just to be real, right? I'm listening to everybody. Oh, my gosh. Everybody dropping like, it's like back in the day when they created Fruit of the Looms. All the men was like, I ain't wearing no damn Fruit of the Looms. You get out there Fruit of the Looms. And they like, hold up, man. Where them hands at? You ain't got no hands. And what's them drawings called? No, I don't want to do it. Fruit of the Looms. Give me Fruit of the Looms. Give me damn Fruit of the Looms. You know what I mean? This knowledge is being bestowed by people. I want to say this to y'all people that's listening. How y'all doing? I'm going to come rude, rugged, and raw. I'm sorry. I just don't feel like doing nothing else. But just look at what's really happening to us and think, y'all. And I want to say this boldly in your ears, because sometimes people get mad when it comes to religion. Some people get mad when it comes to common sense. Some people get mad if they just want to be dumb. You know what I mean? They're like, nah, man, I don't want to be smart. That means they're going to find me. If I be dumb, I can sleep right here. Sleep right here. You know, don't think about nothing. But think about this, y'all. Imagine, since they could do anything now to control our level of activities and control our level of fear and fun. Like, hey, you're allowed to go out. Get back in the house. This. You know, at times you have fun. Now, how about this? If they get a chance to control your thinking. Now, you won't be able to have freedom to think anymore in a new world or the future that I think that might be coming to a theater near us. Because right now you've got really less freedom of speech. Back in the day, we could say anything we want to certain people. You know, it was up to us to be able to pray after what we said. You know, God forgive me. Why you say that? But, you know, now it's getting to the point where if you say certain things, you get locked up. But imagine if you can't think things. You can't even have a thought because everybody has to stay in the same line. And not anybody is, what are you? So when you look at this whole show and think about what I just said and think about yourself, is I always think about me. But the question is, what are you today and what you going to be tomorrow? And after that, can you make it through the week? Cause right now, we about to catch a syndrome. You know, think about a syndrome, people, what the hell it is. But it could be a terror syndrome. It could be any type of other syndrome. But I tell you one thing, it's going to be something you ain't never going to forget. Because every day is something new. Figure that one out.
No doubt. Hey, Will of God, first of all, thank you so much for pressing that one and interacting with me. Let me, Will of God, you know, how they can be supportive of you, your endeavors, and your show here at ONE Dynasty.
Oh, shoot. Well, tomorrow, y'all can turn on the WIP 94.1 FM and listen to me do my new Eagle chant. They're trying to make my Eagle chant replace the old Eagle chant on Andrew Cataldi's show. I'm going to call in between 8:30, and they're going to probably put me on towards end so I can do it. You know, sports talk radio. But me, you can follow me on YouTube. Just go to Spontaneous TV by Will of God or Spontaneous TV by DJ Space Chill 322, or just go to YouTube at Two Will of God, Instagram at Two Will underscore of underscore God, Twitter DJ underscore Chill 22, TikTok Two Will underscore of underscore God, and you know, check out my other stuff on YouTube DJ Space Chill 322, and just have fun and look. I got 400 more videos I'm about to put out. A lot of them went viral already on other people's pages because they videotaped me the same time I had somebody else hold my phone. But, you know, we're just going to have fun because I'm going to get in trouble anyway. I might as well just sit. And tomorrow night, I'm doing a show. It's called Two Thirds by Will of God. I forgot my name. Ain't that so sad? See, that's a thought. One day, y'all going to forget y'all name. Y'all going to say, I'm old, man. Never mind. Back on season. It's called Two Terrible Will of God. And this is my topic. Because I have a great, 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 great show. Because y'all going to be on it, I hope. If you miss it, that's on you. Listen to it after the fact. You know, tell a friend. To have their friend that knows their friend. Because some people ain't going to have no damn friend. Back on saying. It's called, the topic is, it's a double day Friday. So basically, I'm going to do two topics in one. The first topic, I'm actually going to do a special interview with the Comic, you know, Views comedian and upcoming new recording artist, Legend Noel. He did stuff with Michael Blackson, BET, all that other stuff. You know, he'll talk to you. And he's rapping now. So, boom, guess what? I'll tell you that tomorrow. And then the other thing, the best topic of it all, is I'm having a special guest in there. And his name, you know, his name is The Magic Man. The Magic
Will of God.
Who be back?
The Will of God.
Wait a minute, I ain't done. Wait a minute, I'm right here. Listen, the topic is new thoughts. I got to let everybody know. They got to know. The topic is new thoughts, new problems, 2021. And then I'm saying to y'all just like this. Have you, as a certain individual, take the time to examine your life and the company you keep? Then I said, do you actually know who you're rolling with? Shaking my head. Then I said, what is the difference in that individual's nature? Is it positive and uplifting or negative plus demoralizing your true authentic identity? Now, if y'all be wild what I just said, y'all be like, did he just say that? Yeah! So let's get it. Friday night, tomorrow, 9:30 p.m., 2:30, but Will of God. Oh, my God, kill him, man.
Hey, Will of God, look, I know DJ Olasky is rocking the great Marvin Gaye and Tammy tonight, right? But I heard it through the grapevine that Magic Man will be on the line tomorrow. That's the mystery guest, man. You've been holding on, and trust me, I feel so privileged and honored to not only be a part of what you have been doing, but to be able to receive that invite as your special honored guest and co-host tomorrow. Trust me, it's a divine gift that I hold dear to my heart. So now, DJ Olasky, if you will, do us the honors.
Like sweet morning dew, I took one look at you, and it was plain to see. a tree, and everybody's a charm to me.
Darling, in you I found strength where I was torn down. Don't know what's in store, but together we can open any door.
Oh, baby, come on, darling.
Now, welcome back, We Will Away You, attentive listening audience. I want to mention tonight's soundtrack of our lives featured the iconic R&B vocalist duo Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. I also want to say thank you to Method Man and Mary J. Blige for taking elements of one of those great songs and doing it for us in a form of hip-hop. Okay. So anyway, we have another call in queue. Caller in queue, state your name and where you're calling from.
Well, good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Jarek, the Gifted One Thomas, calling from Shreveport, Louisiana with a little tea time. How are you, Uncle Honey?
I'm doing my best, and even better to be able to hear your tone of voice, nephew, Jarek. Thank you so much for pressing that one and interacting with me tonight on this particular advancement as I speak about another side of the story. And you being an author, I know you can take that and flip it and probably end up writing a whole nother novel if you wanted to on that subject alone, couldn't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I definitely could. Just show tonight. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm a little under the weather, but I wanted just to call and just to show you, share my love and my support for the show tonight. I'm really not gonna talk too much because I am under the weather, but I wanted just to congratulate you on your show tonight. Tell you that I love what you're doing with your topic, and you keep doing what you're doing, Uncle Honey. I'm here for it. Ain't nothing gonna keep me down because I know. The devil don't take a day off, so why should I?
I love it. And I'm also offering prayers, meditation, and sending you ultraviolet, pure, unadulterated, unfiltered energy from my being straight to yours, okay? And you'll be up and running and back to complete health in an instant. For everyone who's listening to the tone of my voice, never underestimate the power of prayer in the form of thought, in the form of meditation. It travels faster than the speed of light, trust me, okay? So thank you so much for pressing that one. And, Jarek, are you still on? Well, I didn't mind if I, let me do this, because I know you're not feeling well.
Yes, I'm still here. Okay,
are you up to it? Because I want them to be able to tune into your show. So just let them know how they can tune into your show and the name of your show, please.
Yes, my show is A Little Tea Time, and I will be on air September the 7th here on ONE Dynasty. You guys call in 516-453-9133 and press 1 for some tea time with me, Jarek, the Gifted One Thomas. Hey, Uncle Honey, you keep holding it down, and I'm feeling this show, doing a great job. And Brother O, I'm loving these tracks tonight. I am a big fan of Motown, and to hear this Motown sound tonight is giving me some energy. So thank you for this soundtrack tonight.
All right. Appreciate that, nephew. So we will aware you, attentive listening audience, but no further ado, it's Ngozi time.
Well, well, well. Wow. Thank you for yet another great show. I want to thank the listeners that support us on a constant basis. But before I go into, I just want to chime in on this conversation because this has been very much needed. This has been a topic that we have been needing to hear. I want to thank all of the callers that called in and chimed in on tonight. I tell you, this is something that I talk about across all of my platforms. If you missed my show on last night, unfortunately, you will not be able to hear it. But it was an amazing show. And Brother Hooney, thank you for what you do. And thank you for being who you are. Again, I want to thank all of the listeners that chimed in tonight. All of O&E family of hosts, thank you for the ones that pressed one and shouted out your show and showed support on tonight. I thank you, and I encourage you to keep being a team player. Keep walking in purpose and sharing your truth. Continue to lead by example. If you did not press one tonight, I want to encourage you to support by pressing one. I am the Commissioner Angela Thomas-Smith. You can follow me on Linktree, Queen of Collaborations, and you can tune in to my next show next month, September the 22nd, live right here on O&E. I love you guys, and there's nothing you can do about it.
We want to thank our commissioner tonight for coming on and outstanding show tonight from We Will Wear You audience and its host, Winnie Bakatoon. Tomorrow night on these O&E stations, we come back again with charter member Will of God, also known as DJ Chill. However you know him, just come on tomorrow night with Q-Thero, okay? 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time on these O&E stations. And, of course, Damon Everett has advertised to O&E, which is Oladela Ngozi Enterprise Music, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Prime Time when at Damon.com. We're Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram, Oladela Ngozi at Pinterest and Google+. Oladela Malewa Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, iAware, as well as the historic, determined, and motivated online now network established 2016. And any comments, suggestions, or wonderful programming tonight, that goes for my@gmail.com, and I am. The 2021 International Internet Radio Broadcasting, Producing, and Shrining, as well as, for the same hall, the 2019 Disc Jockey and Shrining. But most importantly, I am. Simply, your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewa Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. And now back to the 2020 International Internet Radio Broadcasting and Shrining for the same hall, the Magic Man Haru, outstanding scholar and teacher, Winnie Bakatoon. The mic is yours. You've got 3 minutes left, though.
Perfect, perfect. Thank you so much, attentive listening audience, for calling in tonight and showing your divine love and support. Now, post-advancement, another side of the story. A lot of the people who over 36 years, primarily I was sent to, was not taught that we are children of God. Most of the people that have been put in bondage according to our scriptures was not taught that we are the rightful descendants of Abraham or Abraham or Ibrahim, according to our scriptures, right? But truth be told, they can no longer hide. Hollywood, as well as scholars, as well as so many people who have tried to interpret it, or as I like to say, have misinterpreted one of the most important scriptures, which is Bereshit, or Genesis, chapter 15, verse 13, verse 14. And it's been proven over and over and over. And if you are listening to this tonight, if you are in the faith-based, if you want to make a difference to so many original sons and daughters of the Most High that's being slaughtered to death unjustly, because according to the evil ones and their kind, that continue to kill at will, with or without a reason, because they don't see us as such. But it's not so much what they say, who and what we are, or what they see. Trust me, they know. They know who and what we are. That's why I said earlier in this tonight's advancement about another side of the story. It's time for you to know. For such a long time, we primarily had to be placed in a state of ignorance in order for all of that to take place. But now we're 21 years later, and you got a lot of us that have given up on life. You got a lot of us that have lost faith in the scriptures. They have lost faith in ourselves and each other. That's why it was very important to stimulate my mind and to wake me up, like it was told to me over 36 years ago. Wake up after 12:30 midnight and take this message to the people who need it the most. That time is now. Just as soon as we get tired and ready to stop the senseless killing, stop the state of ignorance that we've been in for such a long time, stop this spell of sleep, we can make a serious change in ourselves and each other. And as always, I give thanks to all in all, who've been all through all above, and in compassion all, in 30 evenings from tonight, we will aware you, we'll be back with another advancement. Thank you.